KJAN Sports. It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, a few basketball games went off without a hitch last night in high school play locally. In girls action from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Creston a winner. In non-conference play, they beat Clark 60-48. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Trainer over Missouri Valley 70-20. Logan Magnolia topping West Monona 62-42. Earlham beat AHSTW 50-47. It was Thomas Jefferson getting by Tri-Center 53-20. Also in girls, Corner Conference tournament play, South Page beat East Mills 35-32. Essex a winner over Stanton 36-23, while Fremont Mills defeated Heartland Christian 65-21. In boys high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert over Shenandoah 83-31 the final. In Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer a 76-46 winner over Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia beat West Monona 78-69, while Tri-Center was a winner over Thomas Jefferson 51-43 in boys hoops last night. Fifth-ranked Duke Blue Devils were in danger of falling to 3-3 in the ACC before they made a late run to an 83-75 win over number 25 Miami. The Blue Devils wiped out a 13-point deficit in less than 3 minutes, going on an 18-0 run that included 15 points in only 6 possessions. Gary Trent Jr. delivered 3 three-pointers during that run on his way to a season-high 30 points. Marvin Bagley III had 13 points and 12 rebounds for the Blue Devils, who shot 55% and won despite tying a season-high with 19 turnovers. Duke improves to 16-2 overall. That drops the Hurricanes to 13-4. Like the Blue Devils, number 10 Kansas had to stage a late rally to knock off 6th-ranked West Virginia 71-66 at Morgantown. The Jayhawks trailed by 11 before going on a 15-3 run to take their first lead since early in the game last night. Also in a top 25 final, Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman hit a pair of free throws with 1.2 seconds left as number 23 Michigan pulled out a 68-67 win over Maryland. Well, Villanova is spending a second straight week atop the Associated Press men's basketball poll, but there are numerous changes just below the Wildcats. Villanova picked up 63 of 65 first-place votes, while Virginia and Purdue claimed one apiece. The Cavaliers moved up one spot to second. The Boilermakers climbed from fifth to third. Oklahoma vaulted from ninth to fourth, while Duke made a two-place ascension to fifth. West Virginia, Wichita State, Texas Tech, Michigan State, and Kansas round out this week's top 10. The Mountaineers fell from second, while the Spartans dropped 5 spots following losses over the weekend. The Big 12 Conference has fined Texas Tech $25,000 after thousands of Red Raiders fans stormed the court after Saturday's 72-71 win over West Virginia. The conference also reprimanded Mountaineers forward Wes Harris, who was seen on video hitting a fan as Harris tried to reach the team locker room. Texas Tech Athletic Director Kirby Hocut said in a statement that the school failed to meet its own expectations in efforts to secure the floor and allow West Virginia to exit without incident. Hocut added that the school will make the necessary adjustments. It was the first ever top 10 matchup on Texas Tech's home court. When Drake visits Northern Iowa tonight, it'll be a homecoming of sorts for Bulldog assistant coach Ali Farokmanesh. The Iowa City native was a key figure in UNI's upset of top-ranked Kansas in the 2010 NCAA tournament and a trip to the Sweet 16. He's in his first season on Nico Medved's staff at Drake.
I don't think he's ever sat on the visitor's bench at UNI, and I don't know if he's ever set foot in the visitor's locker room, so that might be a little bit different for him, but you know, I think we'll be focused on the task at hand. But he's a terrific young coach, and we're lucky to have him.
Drake is 5-1 in the Valley, and Medved says the Bulldogs need to keep the Panthers from dominating in the paint.
Hopefully, there's some things we can do too on the other end of the floor. You know, for us to take advantage of you know, maybe us being smaller and quicker at times, and It's going to be a huge challenge, but it's one that we've had to meet all year, and hopefully we can find a way to have some success.
Medved expects to play a Panther team that was one of the favorites in the Valley race, not the one that's 1-5 in conference play.
I don't look at UNI's record at all. I mean, we know who they are, and they've got a great program. They're a tough-minded team. Obviously, they had a great non-conference, and so we're expecting a great effort from them. And you know, if we expect to have success up there, we can't bring anything less than our A game, and that's what we try to focus on every night out.
UNI coach Ben Jacobson says Farokmanesh is a key part of the history of that program.
You know, a guy that is as big a part of our basketball family as anybody that we've had, of course, over the time that we've been here. And but just really, really proud of him for the way he started his coaching career. He's going to work tremendously hard to take advantage of the opportunity that he's been given. So I'm really proud of that young guy.
6'9 freshman Austin Fife is expected to get a second straight start. He had 20 points and 8 rebounds in the Panthers' 81-76 win over Valpo.
Austin had a tremendous game. And, for Austin, he plays really hard, plays with a lot of energy, a lot of passion for the game. Did not anticipate that he would put up those kind of numbers, but we do think he's going to be a tremendous player as he goes through his career.
Jacobson says experience has been a big part of Drake's fast start this year in the Valley.
They defend you hard. They really test you in transition. They're able to move the ball up the floor in a hurry, and with four guards on the floor, they can get you in a lot of different ways in transition. And then in the quarter court, they're really sharp with what they run.
Drake and you and I tonight, 7 o'clock is tip time at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. In college football news, Georgia linebacker Roquan Smith is leaving school a year early to enter the NFL draft. The Butkus Award winner anchored a defense that helped the Bulldogs reach the national championship game this month. He was named a first-team All-American and the SEC Defensive Player of the Year by the Associated Press. Smith led Georgia with 137 tackles, 6.5 sacks, and 17 quarterback hurries. Also, North Carolina State redshirt senior quarterback Jalen McClendon will play elsewhere next season as a graduate transfer. McClendon threw just 3 passes last season while serving as a backup to Ryan Finley, who announced recently that he's returning for his senior season. Well, the Tennessee Titans are parting with head coach Mike Mularkey just a week after controlling owner Amy Adams Strunk said he'd be back next season. Strunk says in a statement they discussed extending his contract during the past week, but that each side saw a different path to take the team to greater success. Mularkey took over as interim head coach in 2015 and revived a team with the NFL's worst record over 2 seasons. He led the Titans to their first playoff victory in 14 years before losing to the Patriots 35-14 on Saturday. Mularkey was 20-21 at Tennessee, including a pair of 9-7 seasons after becoming the permanent head coach in January of 2016. Meanwhile, a person familiar with the negotiations says the Indianapolis Colts are close to reaching a deal to hire Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels as their new head coach. McDaniels has been one of the most coveted coordinators on the coaching carousel this year. He and Houston defensive coordinator Mike Vrabel are believed to be the Colts finalists. Even if the Colts hire McDaniels, an official announcement can't be made until New England ends its season. In baseball news, the Pittsburgh Pirates have finally pulled off a trade involving center fielder Andrew McCutchen. The Bucks have shipped McCutchen to the Giants for right-hander Kyle Crick and minor league outfielder Brian Reynolds and $500,000 in international signing bonus allocation. That move comes 2 days after the Pirates sent ace pitcher Garrett Cole to the Astros. The 2013 National League MVP takes over in center from Denard Span, who was dealt to the Rays in the Evan Longoria deal. The durable McCutchen has played at least 153 games in each of the past 3 seasons for the Pirates, hitting .279 with 28 homers and 88 RBIs in 156 games in 2017. But he's not been an All-Star since 2015, when he was selected for the 5th straight season. McCutchen is entering the final season of a 6-year, $51.5 million contract. Also, the Nationals and outfielder Howie Kendrick worked out a 2-year, $7 million contract pending a physical. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.